Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Paul's introduction to 1 Corinthians reads as follows. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the will of God and Sosthenes our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. 1 Corinthians 1, 1 and 2. Although we know very little about Sosthenes, he almost certainly was the chief ruler of the synagogue at Corinth, who was beaten before the judgment seat of Gallio, Acts 18:17. He was converted to Christ and joined Paul in sending greetings to his Corinthian brothers and sisters. There is no evidence Sosthenes made any contributions to the writing of the epistle. The letter was addressed to the church of God at Corinth. Why did Paul use the term church of God rather than church of Christ, as he does in Romans 16:16? The truth is, the church belongs to God since he is the one who planned it from eternity past, Ephesians 3:10-11. The church belongs to Christ because he purchased it with his own blood, Acts 20:28. Both of these descriptive terms are appropriate, as are expressions such as body of Christ, kingdom of God, vineyard of the Lord, and family of God. While all of these biblical expressions have significance, using these terms without following the teaching of Scripture does not make any church the church of the living God. Churches that teach salvation by grace alone through faith alone, or that promote modern miracles, or that design their own worship services, are not the church of God, regardless of what they call themselves. The only way any church can be the church of the living God is to follow the Scriptures in faith and in practice. It must teach and practice only what the Bible says. Churches are deceiving their own members and others when they custom design their work, worship, and government. The word church is a translation of the Greek ekklesia. The word literally means the called out. Tragically, not all churches in apostolic times acted as if they had been called out of the world and into the service to God Almighty. A careful reading of Christ's letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor will convince any honest reader of that fact. The church at Ephesus had left its first love, Revelation 2:4. The church at Thyatira had not taken steps to exclude the woman Jezebel from its membership, Revelation 2:20. The church at Laodicea made the Lord sick at his stomach, figuratively speaking, because of its lukewarmness. The church at Corinth was badly divided and had other problems. But God wants his people to come out from among them and be separate from worldly practices, 2 Corinthians 6:17 and 18. He does not and cannot approve of much that is occurring in the religious world. Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth is one of the severest in the New Testament. He strongly condemned the Corinthians for division, for failure to withdraw from an incestuous brother, for going to law with one another, for confusion at the Lord's table, and for many other sins. His letter was so critical that many of the Christians at Corinth thought Paul no longer loved them. But his strong letter brought about the desired effects. They repented. 2 Corinthians 7, 7-10 tells of the sorrow Paul's letters had caused among the Corinthians. But it also tells us that godly sorrow had brought about repentance. Paul did not relish hurting people's feelings, but he preferred to do that rather than let them continue in their rebellion against God and be lost eternally. The church at Corinth needed the letter that we call 1 Corinthians. They almost certainly would not have changed for the good without that letter. Do churches which lean in a leftward direction, or that condone almost any kind of moral conduct, or that are loose in teaching and worship, need to hear preaching like Paul did in his first letter to the Corinthians? My friends, you know they need it, and may God send us men who will preach that way. Thank you, and may God bless you.